Bowling match was recorded on the morning of February 20th, 1971 at Sri Krishna Niketan, Gorakhpur, UP.
That as Krishna's activities, pastimes are transcendentally relishable, similarly, devotees dealing with the personality of Godhead is also relishable. Sometimes we find the gopis, they accuse Krishna, the ungrateful Sita, and so many things, very strong words, sometimes gopis use. When Uddhava came, they immediately accused Uddhava, you are coming from Krishna, then we know you are Krishna. How cheater he is, so you must be another cheater. But these strong words used by the gopis in connection with Krishna, that is, it is stated here, te devasiddha parijita pavitra gatha. When these words are discussed, even in the society of the demigods and the siddhas. Siddha means there is a siddha loka. The inhabitants of that planet, they are automatically yoga siddhi. All the perfection of yogic principles are there. Yoga siddha. There are different planets. Of different vibhuti. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotisu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinna. Every planet is differently exalted. And the more you go in the upper planetary system, thousands and thousands of times better, comfortable life than on this planet. Actual time explained. Vibhuti Vinnam. All of them are differently situated. Not that all planets are of the same type. So there is a Siddha Loka. In that Siddha Loka, if anyone wants to go to another planet, he does not require any aeroplane or Sputnik. He can go easily. That is called Siddha Loka. So, te sādhava, te deva-siddha-parijita, pavitra-gātha. পবিত্র গাথা বর্ণিত পবিত্র কথা হি ব্যাট ডিসকাস অ্যাজ কৃষ্ণ স্প্যাট টাইম চিহ্নতাং সকথা কৃষ্ণ পুণ্য শ্রবণ কীর্ত অ্যাট কৃষ্ণ স্প্যাট টাইম কৃষ্ণ অ্যাক্টিভিটিজ আর পুণ্য শ্রবণ কীর্ত ইফ সামবডি হিয়ার্স অ্যান্ড চান্টস ইফ হি ডাজ নট আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইভেন এ ফার্মিং অফ ইট স্টিল হি বিকমস ফায়ার There is no need of understanding. Simply that holy sound will make his heart pure. Pavitra Gata. This sound is like when kirtan is going on, the animal is standing. He does not understand what is the meaning of that kirtan. But that sound will purify it. There are many insects within this room. Many small creatures. And mosquitoes, flies, simply by hearing this holy name, transcendental vibration, they will purify. Pavitra Gata. As soon as you discuss dealings of Krishna with the gopis, because Krishna's pastime means there must be the other party. And what is that other part? That is devotee. Dealing, there is a proverb like that. Some foolish person was speaking that this year I have seen many boys are married. What does it mean? Many boys are married, but there must be many girls also. Otherwise, how is married? Similarly, Krishna's pastimes means there must be devotees. Otherwise, with whom Krishna will play? Krishna does not play with any other one unless the devotee. Sadhava Ridayam Vayam. As a devotee is always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Similarly, Krishna is always absorbed in thought of his devotee. The gopis, Krishna became absent from Vrindavan. So their mind was always absorbed in the thought of Krishna. When Krishna was present in Vrindavan, that time also, when Krishna used to go to the forest, the gopis were thinking of Krishna always. How Krishna is walking on the rough the field. There are so many stone chips. Krishna's feet is so soft. How he is feeling. And feeling this, they were crying. That was the gopis. So, therefore, as Krishna and Krishna's thought, they are absolute. There is no difference. Therefore, it is said, Krishna never goes a step forward from Vrindavan, because gopis have captured them. Krishna cannot go out of Vrindavan on account of gopis always thinking of him. The gopis will never cease to think of Krishna. Therefore, it is not possible for Krishna to go out of Vrindavan. Although physically he may not be present. But he has no difference between physical or mental or subtle and broad. He has no such difference. Krishna is absolute anyway. Similarly, if you also think of Krishna, if you are a pure devotee, then Krishna is always with you. That is the advantage. Otherwise, how Krishna says, Yoginamati Sarvesam Madhugata. The topmost yogis, those who are always thinking of Krishna. Pavitra Gatha. Tedeva Siddha Parijita Pavitra Gatha Jes Adhava Samadita Bhagavat Prapanya. Bhagavat Prapanya Sadhava. Sadhu Sarva Bhavatan Puranama. So only the Bhagavat Prapanya Sadhu, not other. Sadhu Eva Samanta. Kapite Sudracha. Sadhu, there is a word, sadhu, means pious man. So pious man is he who is surrendered to Krishna, Bhagavat Prapanna, Vyasada. Sadhava sadhu bhushana. Sadhava sadhu bhushana. Ajata sattrava. Sridham sarvabhutanam titikshava karunika. These are the symptoms of sadhava, sadhu. The first symptom is titikshava, very tolerant. In any condition, they will go on thinking of Krishna. Never mind what is happening externally. There may be so many dangerous things coming and going, but they cannot give up thinking of Krishna. Titiksa. And karunika. Karunika means very compassionate. Just like Goswami. Nana sastu vichara naintanikunam sadharma samasthapravu lukanam hitakarino. The devotee's business is he's always thinking of how to do good to the people in general. How they'll accept Krishna consciousness. Simply 24 hours thinking, making plans. Therefore, karunika. Although personally there are so many inconveniences, tolerate it. But that planning, Krishna planning is going on. Karunika. How the people of the world will be happy. Titiksava karunika. Why they are planning like Sridham sarvabhutana. They are not selfish. Now I have become Krishna devotee. That's our life. Let others go to hell. No. They want to see that everyone becomes a devotee of Krishna. That therefore they are real friends. That is, he is real friend. Lokanam hitakarino, the Goswami guide us. They left their comfortable position as ministers, went to Vrindavan, and became a mendicant. Kopina kanthasu, takta turnama chesa mandala patisaneng, sada suchava. Because they are ministers, they are associates, they are friends. Their companions are all rich men, aristocrats. Takta surnam asesa mandalapati. Mandalapati means great leaders of aristocratic families. He gave up. Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they gave up this association of big aristocratic families. Takta surnam asesa mandalapati sanem sadat suchava. Suchava means there is no necessity, it is much insignificant, we don't want it. Tattva tu namasesa vayotan. Tattva tu namasesa mandala patisanem sada tuchava. Just like you have got a piece of scrap paper, you throw it out. Similarly, they gave up the association of aristocratic family. Just like, oh, what is it? No need. Praita. Suchava. Tattva turnamasi samandala patishane sada suchava. Bhutva dina ganesha kau karunaya kau pina kantha sito. Being compassionate with the poor souls, who are poor souls, anyone who is not Krishna conscious is a poor soul. He may be outwardly very rich, but he is a poor soul. Dina Ganesha ko karunaya ko pina kantha sito. Tattva atur namaste samanjana pachane sada atur chavak. Bhutva dina ganesha ko karunaya ko pina kantha sito. Gopi bhavara samita vilari kallo namagano sada. And how they are living? All else. Thinking of the pastimes of the gopis with Krishna. That was their life purpose. How Krishna, Gopijana Vallava, they are thinking of Krishna as Gopijana Vallava. That is Krishna's business. Radha Madhava Gopijana Vallava. So how Gopijana Vallava was dealing? They were all thinking. In that ecstasy, they were getting life. Otherwise, there are no comforts of the body. They give up everything, living underneath the tree, and become mainly kopina kanthasita. Kopina means simply the two pieces of underwear, that's all. No gorgeous clothing, nothing of the sort. But they were rich. In understanding the Gopijana Vallava. In understood what is Gopijana Vallava. Gopi bhava ratham, that is just like a ocean. Ratham madhari. There is a rush, mela, which they are tasting 24 hours. And therefore they didn't care whether they were living underneath the tree or there was no class, no poor, that doesn't mean. Gopi Jana Vallava. So, sadhava, it appears that they are living in any poor condition, but they are very rich. Sadhava. Sadhava, sadhu-bhushana. These are the symptoms of sadhu. Titiksava, karunika, sridhanu, sarva-bhutana, Ajata Satrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Pushana. The first thing is they are very tolerant, Sritikshava, Karunika, compassionate, and Sridham, friend of all living entities. They are not like that, just like politicians. They are friends only to the countrymen and to the party. But still they are so much eulogized. Oh, he is our leader. But this sort of leader cannot be compared with a sadhu, because a sadhu is leader for all living entities. They are thinking of the ant also, how it will behave. Not only human society or own society, family members, that there cannot be broader minded than a sadhu. That is real sadhu. Sridham sarva bhutana. Friend of all living entities, never mind whether it is an ant or whether he is Brahma. His friend of everyone. Ajata satya. As because a sadhu is friend of everyone, there cannot be any considerable enemy. But still there are enemies. That is the nature of the world. So here it is said, this Hadava Samadrisha. Samadrisha. Samadrisha means equally, equipoised. Not that I shall simply serve this, my brothers, or my community, or my society, or my nation, or the human society. Nowadays there is a hobby. Just like Vivekananda, Daridra Narayan Seva. In human society, the poor. At Chhaga Narayan, the goat Narayan, they must be killed for this Daridra Narayan Seva. this kind of discrimination is not for the sadhu. He is not a sadhu. Sadhu is equally disposed to all living entities, not only human society, animal society. In the material atmosphere, because material atmosphere is envious to one another. I am envious to you, you are envious to me. That is the position of the material world. So this so-called philanthropic or altruist, they take a section only to go to them about neglect others. Neglect others. Or others are enemies. But a sadhu is equipoised. He takes compassion for all kinds of living. Sridham sarvabhutanam. Ajata sattrava shanta sadhava sadhusa. Ji sadhava samadhisa bhagavat prapanna. So without being surrendered soul to Krishna, bhagavat prapanna, there cannot be any sadhu and there cannot be any man equipoised to everyone. जल्दी जाना है क्या? हाँ आप इंग्लिश हम हैं?
हमको ऑफिस में काम करने अच्छा अच्छा हमारा जो काम था
हाँ
आप एक क्वेश्चन ले दीजिए तो इसकी जो मैं जाता हूँ
हाँ
क्वेश्चन ले दीजिए तो इसकी जो मैं जाता हूँ तो इसकी मैं दे सकता हूँ
हाँ दीजिए ना
और उनसे साइन दे सकते
हैं
उनसे साइन करवाना चाहते हैं अपनी डायरी पर वाट जा रहे हैं
हाँ हाँ ठीक But these are the description of sadhu. Bhagavat prapanna, each and every word is so nice, perfect in Srimad Bhagavat. Describing this sadhava. Sadhava means those who are pious men. Who is a pious man? Samadhisa. Samadhisa. Equipoise. And Bhagavat prapanna. And therefore the conclusion is the same thing as we repeat several times, without being Krishna conscious, nobody can be a good man. That's all. We shall not hate that, oh, he's not a good man, therefore we have to hate. No, that is not our good. But this is the conclusion. And because the world is full of no good man, then we have to preach. So we cannot hate even if he's not a good man. But this is a fact. One, he is not a Krishna conscious person, he is not a good man. But our duty is preach, because the world is full of no good men, therefore we have to preach. Otherwise, what is the use of preaching? That we should not be envious, although a man is not good man. That is the fact. Samadhisa. Just like Goswami. Krishna Ketana Ganana Tana Paro Premam Ritamani Dhi Dhira Dhira Jana Priyo. Dhira means sober. And Adhira means restless. So Dhira Dhira Jana Priyo. They were Priya, dear, both the rascals and good men. Because they are distributing Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just you saw in Banaras, not that all the men who joined the procession, they were all good men. Some materialist point. But the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind. Thousands of men joined Chaitanya and they danced. Dhira dhira. Not that in the crowd only selected devotees were there. No. Most of the 99% are non-devotees. Similarly, in your country you have seen the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu statue attracted so many people and but dhira dhira janapriyo. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants They are dear both to the sober and absent. Dhira, dhira, because in their mind there is no such discrimination. That here is a rascal, I shall not talk to him. Or here is only a good man, I shall talk to him. No. So Nityananda Prabhu, he first ever selected, here is Jagaimala. All right. For my first business is done. And delivered. These are the examples. Sadhu. What is sadhu? Sadhu is not with a tilak and in a secluded place chanting and not coming out and very imitating Haridas Thakur. And as soon as the throat is dry, then we breathe. These imitations are going on. Swaying, just like Haridas Thakur, mantra, chanting, the throat becomes dry and immediately assistance of cigarettes or breathing is required. Or a gaja. What do you think? Muktananda, is it not? Did you practice this? Thank you. Therefore you have come to us. Because so sadhava samadita bhagavat prapanya tana nopa sivata. These are the signs of sadhu. Don't approach there. Jamaraj says, don't approach there. Be careful. You have no business to go there. No pasidata. Don't approach. Why no pasidata? Hare Gadayar Vishnu. You know, Vishnu has that club. Immediately that club will be used. Just like the Vishnu Dutta acted in case of Ajame. As soon as they approach, therefore warning, don't do this again. One is a devotee, don't go there. Otherwise, they are protected by the club of Vishnu, Chakra. Immediately, that will be used. Let's see, everything is clear. So simply become Krishna devotee, your life is accepted. You are well protected and you are well recognized, your qualities, your everything becomes all transcendental. It is so nice. Krishna says, Sarvadhamman, Parjaman, I will give you. That is, these are things. Say it.
Tananopasidata hare gadayari guptyan naishana bhayana. Naishana bhayana nata bhaya prabhavamadan.
They are not our candidates. And neither we have got any power to punish them. Even if in wrong, that is not our jurisdiction. That is Krishna's jurisdiction. Krishna will see to it what to do, even if it is wrong. That is called a departmental punishment. That is Krishna's departmental punishment, not outside. Krishna may punish him or excuse him. That is Krishna's business, not ours. Therefore, a devotee knows when he is fully surrendered to Krishna, if there is some punishment from the side of Krishna, they accept it as mercy. Tattena kampa susamikshamam. They have the eyes to see that this is mercy of Krishna. Krishna has put me into some dangerous position. That is Krishna's mercy. And actually it is so. My little inconvenience, immediately he rectifies.
So, Jamaraj says, नैषांग भयंग न च भय प्रभु वामदंड अतः अतः स्थान न उपस्थित तत् समीपम अपि न गच्छत
सिद्धांत सेज डू नॉट ट्राई टू गो देयर विजिनिटी व्हाट इज स्पीक ऑफ गोइंग डायरेक्ट पीपल Where they are sitting at their lunch, don't go at hundreds or thousands of years away, stand.
Vaya kalopi na prabhavati.
Then the Jamadutta can say that we may not go, but the time factor will act on them. So that is also no. There is no question of time factor for them. Such are the facilities. Now, Jamaraj is a Mahajan. We have to take his statement, how devotees have stated. Krishna says, summarily, that I'll give you protection. And how they are protected, you have to learn from the Mahajan. Mahajan and Jinagatastha Pandita. Then next question will be, then what is our business, where to go? Suppose they are all devotees. Sometimes a rational question is there, that if everyone becomes devotee, how this world will go? That is their concern. If everyone becomes honest, how the prison house will go? Then what is the use of prison house? If it is closed, that is good. Similarly, if the whole world becomes devotee and the business of the material world is closed for good, that is very good, but that will not happen. That will not pass.
So, Jamana has said, Tan anayadham, anayadham asato vimukhana mukunda, padara vinna makaranda, rathat ajastram.
You simply approach to persons who are averse to the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna. One who does not relish the honey in the lotus feet, because in the lotus there is honey. So devotees, they taste the honey in the lotus feet of Krishna. One who is averse to this nice honey at the lotus feet of Krishna, but how, what they're tasting?
They're tasting niskinchanai paramahamsa kulai rasangai dushchad grihe nirayavatmani baddha krishna.
Those who are not associating with pure devotees, niskinchana. One who has no other business than to taste the honey at the lotus feet of Krishna. The persons who are not associating, that means those who are not becoming life members of Krishna conscious movement. Jamaraj is advising, go there. Go there. Why?
Why? This grihe nirayavatmani baddha krishan.
They are staying at home, which is the path to hell, and they are absorbed in unlimited desire. Grihe. Griha means staying at home, not going out for canvassing, for Krishna. Griha,
niraya batmani.
What is this griha? Niraya means hell, and batmani means path. Griha means the path of going to hell. That was also advised by Pallad Maharaj. Grihandhakupam, tattva grihandhakupam. Andhakupam means blind well. I saw one blind well in at first, when I was at what is his name?
Jarnel.
Jarnel and Tal. There was a blind pit and it was covered with grass and somebody fell. So, this griha andhakupam, this family life is sometimes, unless there is Krishna, the family life without Krishna, without Krishna consciousness, family life is just like a blind well covered with grass. As soon as you go and fall down. So, Prahlad Maharaj recommended that one should give up this blind well and go to the open forest. So here also it is said, griha niravatmane baddha trisha. And why they are staying in that blindness? And baddha trisha. Conditioned by material desire. Thinking that I am in family, there are friends, there are my countrymen, there are my children, and they give me protection. What this Krishna consciousness and movement will give us protection. They have no money, they are begging, so how do they know? That is their idea. This mind, family affairs, a nice situation, that will give me protection. But that's wrong. Tascha nidhanam pachannapi napasyati. Dehapatta kalatradisu asasapi sasas sannesu tasya pramatta nidhanam pasannapi napasya. Well, the thing that this atmosphere will give me protection without seeing that they will be all destroyed by the laws of nature. So Jamaraj says, those who are under this conception that these secure home life will give me protection. But that is not the fact. Such security means security for gliding down to hell. That's all.
Dishyad grihe nirayavatmane baddha trishan. Ketarhi dandatham anaya tatraha taniti dabhyam asata. Asata. Dushtam.
Asat means dushtam. Robes.
Asato dushtam. Taneva aha. Mukunda pararavinda.
How one can distinguish that he is a robe? That's what I say. The robe, you can understand immediately. He is not Krishna. He is a robe.
So taneva aha. Mukunda padaravindayo makaranda rupa rasang tasmad vimukhan.
Those who are averse to taste the honey in Krishna consciousness, they are robes. They are robes. And this Jamaraj is advising, go there, bring them here, and I shall chastise them nicely. That is Jamaraj.
Dushtantaneva aha mukunda padaravindayo jo makaranda rupa rasa tasmat vimukhan katam bhuta niskinchanai rajasrang dushtyat tishan gyapakam aha niravatmani sadharma sanne grihi badhyat krishna jayista. So what is their symptom?
The symptoms which are described. So, the advantages of Krishna consciousness. Yes. Mahajana Dina Nagasya Pantha Jamaraj personally explained. He is Mahajana.
Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is a candidate for Jamaraj. Incarnations are as unlimited
as there are waves in the sea. There is no limit how many waves are there. Similarly, there is no limit of Krishna's incarnation. But some of the prominent incarnations connected with this world, they have been mentioned. Now this boy is advancing into Krishna consciousness by this method. So Kausal has transferred Krishna consciousness to him. Either you take this service or that service, it's still your effort.